next on Heartbeat Radio. Learn how to get the most out of your next vacation with Casey the Getaway Girl.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I cannot complain. We are talking travel, and I'm excited about the destinations.
I'm excited to hear about this one. We're talking about multi-generational getaways, and this is something that I'm glad to hear because I have a very wide range in family. Like, grandma likes to come and the grandkids like to come, so I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, you know, that's a lot of feedback that I get from people. They're like, you know, gosh, we have such a range of ages, and then, you know, everyone wants to travel at their own pace and do their own thing. So where can we go that's going to make everyone happy and have enough activity for, you know, the younger people and enough relaxation and rest for, you know, some of the people that want that too. So I've got a couple destinations, of course, scattered around. So hopefully, you know, from this, people can have a better idea of where they should take the entire family. Because the last thing we want is for people to feel like, you know, the Griswolds on family vacation.
Exactly.
Please don't strap grandmother to the roof.
So what's first on your list?
The first one is Santa Monica, California. And, of course, what family doesn't love some fun in the sun? And Santa Monica is a great seaside community with easy access to L.A., it's actually 8 miles from the L.A. airport, which is really convenient. The city itself is actually a very walkable 8 square miles, and it's comprised of 8 distinct districts, each featuring its own character. So for the person that likes to kind of go to a new destination and explore the town, this is a great way to do it, and you can walk everywhere. And it was recently named one of the best beach cities in the world by National Geographic magazine. So it's a quintessential city by the sea. It defines the essence of the California lifestyle. And there's tons to do at the beach for any age, from, of course, the swimming and the surfing to biking and volleyball. And what's cool is they have outdoor chess and beachside gymnastics. So, you know, they have all the typical beach stuff and then a couple others.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
That's right. And there's nearby attractions like the Santa Monica Pier, Muscle Beach, Disneyland, and, of course, Magic Mountain. So for those families that want to get out, do some roller coasters and some, you know, Ferris wheels, there's all kinds of things for them to do, too. And the Loews Santa Monica Beach Hotel is a kid-friendly family property that offers special programs and features dedicated to their principal, which is the family that plays together, stays together, and that even includes your four-legged family members, too, as they're a very pet-friendly hotel.
Oh, wow.
Of course, we have to bring our pets, right?
Of course.
They're part of the family. But they have poolside kid bannas, which is really cool. The kids can get their own private cabana. They have recreation programs for supervised child care. And then they also have things for, you know, the adults, too. There's packages for culinary and wine lovers. And the great thing about this hotel is you can take 20% off when you stay 3 or more nights. So it makes it very affordable for the families as well.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so if you're not looking for the, you know, sun and fun and you want something more on the East Coast, then I strongly recommend Hershey, Pennsylvania, because what family does not love their chocolate?
So true.
Yeah, and so you'll definitely want to put Hershey on your travel list, and it's appropriately named the sweetest place on earth, but it's a world-class resort destination, which a lot of people don't often think of when they think of Hershey, Pennsylvania. So it offers distinctive experiences wrapped in chocolate where guests of all ages can enjoy a wide variety of entertainment and hospitality offerings that are quite unique and quite exceptional. So, for example, the Hotel Hershey, which is everything is chocolate themed, has chocolate bingo and family s'mores night. There's a chocolate spa that offers, of course, chocolate treatment. So, I mean, dip me in chocolate now, please.
Seriously.
<I'll be happy. laughs> there's a Hershey theme park, so they've got the roller coasters and everything else to do. There's a Hershey Gardens, which is known for its tulips. And they have Zoo America, so they have a zoo there as well. So, again, tons of stuff to do. You know, whether, you know, the ladies want to go to the spa or, you know, some of the grandparents want to go to the gardens. There's tons of stuff to do. And one of my favorite things, it's definitely on my list of things to do, is they have an opportunity where you can create your own candy bar attraction. So how cool would that be to commemorate your family vacation with your own candy bar? I think that would be really neat.
I think I would like to make 10.
10?
Can I make 10 of my own candy bar?
That's right. And another thing that I really want to do is they offer falconry classes. So, you know, when the falcon lands on your arm and you know, I've just always wanted to do that.
I think I would watch you do that. I think it would be cool to watch.
So, yeah, I don't know. I would try it. You know my motto, I'll try anything once. But packages are available year-round for family fun. Again, it's definitely geared towards the family, and there's so much to do that everyone can find something that's on their list.
Wow, I like it. And you're right. You know, I'm pretty sure every kid, adult, teenager, and grandparent in my family loves chocolate.
Exactly. I mean, you really can't go wrong. I mean, how, you know, everyone thinks of those family vacations where people are miserable. Well, even if that did happen, give them some chocolate. Chocolate makes everything better.
And it's all better.
But I really don't think that will not happen in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
No, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So, again, another one that I highly recommend, and I've talked about this before, but it's only because I love this island, is Mackinac Island. And the entire family can kind of step back in time at Mackinac Island, which is located in Michigan's Lake Huron. So it's a very small island, not even 4 square miles, but the entire island is a National Historic Landmark. And there's 500 year-round residents that make sure that all the historic aspects of this island are preserved. And, of course, you can get there by boat, by ferry, and air. But the cool thing is that there's no motorized vehicles allowed on the island. So you can only get around by horse and buggy and bicycles.
Wow. You know, I remember when I was a kid that stuff like this, like, you know, real historic stuff was really cool. Like, it's cool for kids to see this kind of stuff.
You're right. And you know what I like about it is when, you know, when you're a kid or even now, as you know, at my age, I like to go with my grandparents because there's such a different perspective on things, especially historical things. Mm-hmm. Which I think is really neat. So you're right. You know, that history and that uniqueness of an island like this and going with your parents and exploring with your grandparents would be just, I don't know, something really cool to do.
Yeah, it would be. Now, what about price range for this place?
Very affordable. There's actually an very beautiful hotel on the property. It's historic. It's called the Grand Hotel. It's got 385 rooms and no two are the same. And so for about $1,000, guests can stay 3 nights, have a 5-star meal 3 times a day, and there's no tipping at the Grand Hotel, so it makes it very affordable. The food, the atmosphere, the service is spectacular. And one of the cool things about this hotel is that it's listed on the top 10 kid-friendliest resorts in North America. And that's because a lot of their activities and their programs are really geared towards kids. And guests 11 and under stay and eat free. And then there's significantly reduced rates available for guests 17 and younger. So it really caters towards that family atmosphere and makes for a great multi-generational getaway destination.
Wow, I love it. I love it. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
So what about people that don't want to just go to one place?
Yeah, you know, we did this for my grandparents' 50th anniversary, and there were 21 of us ranging all different ages, and we found that it's a great way to come together, and this is by taking a cruise. So you have various generations on a trip, and everyone, again, wants to go at their own pace, which they can do during the day. What was great is we all, you know, did our excursions or stayed on the boat or did a spa treatment or worked out, but we always came back together for dinner and shared our experiences for the day, you know, what we did and what our crazy adventures were. And it gives you the opportunity to see several places without having to unpack and repack suitcases, which, you know, if you've got kids, you definitely don't want to do that. And they're a great value. So Royal Caribbean has some amazing options. There's 7-night cruises. One is Alaska Itinerary, which leaves from Vancouver, British Columbia. It starts at $7.15 per person. I mean, that's like $100 a night.
Wow.
So very that's reasonable. That's your food. Yeah, that's everything. Isn't that great?
That's wow, I had no idea.
Yeah. There's also the Voyager of the Seas, which is moving to New Orleans later this year. But they offer a 7-night Western Caribbean itinerary that starts at $4.49 per person. Again, very affordable. One of our favorites, I think this is the one we did. We did a 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean cruise, left from Fort Lauderdale. That starts at $7.49 per person. Again, very affordable. But my favorite, and I highly recommend this, is the Liberty of the Seas, which leaves from Barcelona, Spain, and it's a 7-night Western Mediterranean cruise that starts at $6.99 per person. Again, it's $100 a night for your accommodations and your food. That's just so affordable.
I mean,
and
you can't beat that.
Everyone will have a great time. You can't beat that. And to see parts of Europe at that rate, really amazing.
Wow. Wow, Casey, these were some great ideas. I feel, you know, it's scary when you want to go out, especially if, you know, like I have a 7-year-old stepdaughter, and my sister and I, we want to go on a family vacation together, and she has a baby who's only 1 year old, you know? So
right.
We're like, where could we go where, you know, your baby and my 7-year-old is still going to, and we are still going to have a fun time.
Exactly. Yep. So really, I mean, think of the destination, think of, you know, like places that have a range for everyone to do, and that's going to be probably your most successful trips.
Absolutely. Well, Casey, thank you, as always, for sharing your awesome travel tips with us. We appreciate it here at Heartbeat. And, of course, we need to know where our listeners can go for more information.
Absolutely. For this and more travel ideas, visit www.girlsgetawayguide.net.
Awesome. Casey, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great day.
You too. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.